It is season 8, my friend. We are kicking off the season with the most frustrating and yet important topic I could ever share with you. Business models. I know, you'd probably prefer to talk about anything else, but let me remind you that whether you like it or not, you've already got a business model if you're bringing in any income from your business. So the question then is whether or not it's working for you. So is it working for you, I mean? Stay with me and I'll show you how to fix the top 6 business model mistakes that I see with creative entrepreneurs.
Cue that fancy intro music.
It's time to unleash your star power and own your dreams without selling your soul. It's time for some creative freedom. I'm Lisa Robin Young, and I'm a creative entrepreneur just like you. I'm also a business coach, helping people across the creative spectrum make great money doing what they love. If you're done with being the world's best kept secret and ready to shine like the star you are, creative freedom is for you. Let's get started.
Do you have the level of income, impact, respect, and recognition that you want from your business? Does it feel easy? Does it work for how you're wired to work, or are you pulling your hair out on the regular in frustration? Look, things will feel hard from time to time, and there's a place for compassionate hustle, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when it feels like everything is a slog. Everything feels hard. You're putting a lot in, but you're not getting much back, and there's not a positive return on all your resources, your ROR. If that's what you're feeling, then you've got a business model problem. And it doesn't matter how much money you're making if it feels awful making it. The key then is to figure out where the problem is so that you can fix it. And I've spent many years exploring, unpacking, and refining business models for creative entrepreneurs. It's probably the thing I do the most often since I help my clients build a business that works for how they're wired to work. But if I called it business model development, I'd be unemployed because so much of the creative spectrum doesn't like to think about business models. In fact, folks on the chaotic end of the spectrum are sometimes scared of or totally put off by them. And even if you know you need to refine your business model, so much of what's out there on the interwebs is hard to follow and way too complicated for solo and micropreneurial businesses. But it doesn't have to be that hard. It doesn't have to be that way. Business models don't have to be hard or complicated. There, I said it. In fact, the way we do it here at Creative Freedom HQ is mind-bogglingly simple. Here it is. You plus why plus who plus what plus how. Boom! That's the Creative Freedom Business Model Equation. The internals of this equation focus on what really matters to you, why you do what you do, and who you do it for. The externals, the part the rest of the world can see, is what you offer them and how you deliver it. That's the most variable and most visible part of your model. You can have a bazillion what's and how's, but the internals are the core of your business that don't tend to change a whole lot over the years. Get clear on that, and the rest is easy peasy. Now, I mentioned how we do business models back in season 6 when we were discussing the top business models for different creative entrepreneur types. Let's just say it's not the most popular episode of our show, so go check it out. But I'm gonna keep banging this drum because it's critical for business owners to understand.
Yes, yes, yes.
A business model is basically the way your business creates and receives value in the world. Now, value isn't always about the money you make, but that's what most people think of. In business, you give value in exchange for value. Basically, you get paid for what you sell. That's a business model at its most basic level. But to only think about it that way really limits your possibilities. Because there are lots of ways to create and provide and receive value that you can get paid for or receive other kinds of value for. So let's look at the top 6 business model mistakes that I see time and again and how to fix it. The first and most obvious mistake I've already touched on. You don't even know what your business model is. If you haven't taken the time to get clear on how you actually make money and exchange value in your business, well, you're in good company. So take a few minutes right now. Begin by looking at what really matters to you, what's really important to you as a person. You're not a multinational conglomerate, and you play an important role in your business. If you've got a personal problem, it's going to trickle into your business. And if you've got a business problem, it's going to trickle into your personal life. As a micropreneur, they are intertwined. So it's important that your business actually supports you first. Does your business support you? To be, do, have, and experience more of what you want and less of what you don't. If not, that's a clue that your business model needs work. Then think about why you do what you do. If your business doesn't further the vision of the change that you want to see in the world, that's another place to look. The last piece of the internals of your business model is who. That is, who are you here to serve? Who is the best audience for your great work? You may have a number of different clients, but who will get the most out of it? Who are your raving fans? If your business isn't celebrating and inviting more of those folks into your world, it may be time for an overhaul. As I said earlier, these internals set the tone for the externals, the what and the how of your business. The what are your offers, the stuff you sell, your great work. But it's also the results of those offers. Take our Rising Tide community, for example. That's a what. It's a training community. It's got accountability and coaching, and it's delivered in a digital format in an online platform. That's the how. But there's more to the what of this offer. Connection, friendship, a sense of safety and belonging, improved confidence, clarity, more income, peace of mind, greater visibility. Those were all potential results that you could get from being in the Rising Tide community. And I don't sell those things directly.
Buy more confidence.
But they are part of the offer for many of our community members. Likewise, I could offer this in a different format, and that would change the how, even if the what stayed the same. Like I said, lots of flexibility on the what and the how. But the core of my business, who I am, why I do what I do, and who I'm here to serve, don't change much from one offer to the next. Use the Creative Freedom Business Model Equation and give yourself a quick business model checkup. You can download a free guide inside our Rising Tide community. Just navigate to Season 8, Episode 1, and it's there waiting for you. Once you've had a chance to review your business model, give yourself permission to revise and revisit it once a year, to make sure it's still aligned with who you are and what really matters to you. We just did it live in our Cashflow Creator Workshop last month, which will soon be available inside our Rising Tide community. But you don't need to be a member of our community to do this. Business models fail when they go off the rails, so keep yours on the right track by checking in regularly. Problem 2 is trying to be everything everywhere all at once. Repeat after me. I am not Gary Vee.
I am not Gary Vee.
It's impossible to be everywhere all the time. Even Gary Vee has minions to do it for him. And trying to be everything to everyone is a surefire way to stay invisible and drowned out in a crowded, noisy market. Inconsistent or inadequate marketing usually stems from trying to do too much or doing things that aren't in alignment with who you are and what really matters to you. So if you hate social media, then don't make social media part of your marketing strategy. There are plenty of other ways to promote your business and attract new clients. This is the you part of the business model equation. In my annual review this year, I made mention of how doing a podcast only season last year didn't net the results I wanted, which is why we brought back the video show this season. Yay! Say what you will, but I love being on camera. Podcasting or blogging alone isn't the best approach for me. There's something electric for me about staring down the lens of a camera and looking directly into your soul. You get the idea. Video is much more personal for me. My energy and tone of voice make a difference in the delivery of my message. At least that's what everybody tells me. And I mean, I'll keep blogging and podcasting for sure, because I enjoy them. But video is my format of choice whenever possible. Likewise, this year I made the decision to break my longer workshops down into multi-day events to better fit how my body needs to work. My physical therapy regimen post-surgery has required me to get up and move a lot more frequently. That means shorter work days, more breaks for me. Teaching a half-day virtual workshop just doesn't work for me right now as much as I love doing them. Instead, I've opted to teach my workshops for an hour a day spread out over several days. That helps me be more concise in my lessons, and it gives my clients more time to digest what I'm teaching and interact with me throughout the week. Develop your strategies and offers around what works for you first, then your audience, because not everyone is going to resonate with what you do or how you do it. And that's okay. That's actually how it should be. To misquote Dr. Seuss, those who mind don't matter, and those who matter may actually appreciate it more. And yes, some folks who used to resonate with you may not like your new way of doing things. Clients come and go. But until your business can fully function without you, your well-being needs to be at the center of everything when you're a micro entrepreneur. The third problem I see is creating dissonance with your potential audience. If you've ever wondered why you're playing to crickets, you may have heard people talk about creating resonance. And I even use that term from time to time until one of my more musical friends reminded me that everything resonates. But sometimes we resonate harmoniously, and other times we create dissonance. Dissonance is that clashing when things are either too similar or too dissimilar to be comfortable and harmonious. This is the why part of your business model. Having a clear understanding of why your business exists is one thing. You can talk all day about why you do what you do, why you're the best person for the job, why they'd be fools to hire anyone else. But if the way you're talking is creating dissonance, they can't hear you. It's almost like speaking a foreign language. So it's not just enough to understand why you do what you do and why your work matters. You also need to be able to communicate it so that your audience, your best audience, can actually hear and receive the messages that you're sending. Simon Sinek's Start With Why is a great primer on this. Getting to that core driver, the real, deeper reasons why your business exists and the change that you're here to see in the world matters to your best audience. Does it matter to everyone? Nah. Some people just want the lowest price or the fastest, closest option, and hey, that's you. But for the people who are here for it, and by extension, here for you, the motivation matters. A clear mission or vision statement, highlighting your company's core values in your marketing, or sharing brand stories that reflect those values with your target audience, those are all great ways to help your best audience know why they should give a damn about the change that you're trying to create in the world. One of the reasons I created the Star Power Framework was because I was tired. I was tired of seeing people who were amazing getting mostly ignored in the marketplace. I had clients that had built profitable, sustainable businesses doing what they loved, but they still weren't seeing the reach that they had dreamed of. They were saying, Lisa, I know I'm great at what I do, and I can't explain it, but I've just always known that I'm supposed to be reaching a lot more people with my message, like international or global level impact, but I keep getting passed over for people who aren't nearly as good as I am. What gives? So I started researching. What did it really take to separate yourself from everybody else and shine brighter, reach more people, and have that kind of impact? Was there a common denominator in celebrities, regardless of their niche? Could I point to some specific, tangible things that helped move the needle? It took years, but yeah, there are several factors that all those folks have in common, and those factors are what make up the Star Power Framework, which I will talk about more in a future episode. But when I talk about why I do what I do, why I've created the things I have, the right people start to show up. Does everyone care about becoming a celebrity in their space and making a difference on a global scale? Nope. But my right people do. And that's who I'm trying to speak to. So I talk about why I do what I do, like I did just now, so that those folks can find me. You've got to speak to your audience so that they can hear you. Create harmonious resonance with them and dissonance for everyone else. That keeps the riffraff at bay and the right people knocking on your door. Once you've got a message that's clear, you need to be sharing it with the right people. Standing outside a discount shopping center passing out your business cards isn't an effective approach if you're trying to reach the affluent market. They're typically not in a place like that. You may have figured out that this is the who part of your business model. You may serve a lot of different audiences, but you're here for your raving fans. I buy a lot of music from different artists, but there are only a few artists that I buy like everything they have to sell. That's what raving fans do. They adore you, can't wait to hear more from you, and they watch out for you in the world. They may even defend your honor to their friends and family. These fans have your back no matter what, so it makes sense then to focus your marketing and your offers to them. So who are your raving fans? It takes time to understand who your raving fans really are. Yes, your messaging is important, but so is learning more about who they are beyond how you help them. Customer avatars can help, but there's nothing as helpful as conversation. Take the time to talk to them and get to know who they are. Early in Taylor Swift's career, her manager said something like, if you want to sell a million records, then you've got to meet a million people. Swift spent hours after shows shaking hands, asking questions, and getting to know her fans as people, not just as fans of her music. You may not yet have the reach of Taylor Swift, but remember that she didn't have that reach either when she first started. Part of what helped her grow was how she engaged with and interacted with the people who were showing up to her gigs and appearances. Not everyone will come to the meet and greet after the show. Those folks want to be in your world and have put in more effort to connect with you than a generic concert attendee. Swift made a point of thanking them and showing them some extra attention. They told two friends, and they told two friends, and so on, and so on, and so on. If you're using social media, build a listening station so that you're able to see conversations about you. Follow your name's hashtag so that when you're mentioned, you or someone on your team can engage. Gather feedback from customers and follow up with them if they've made recommendations that you've implemented. Let them know they matter. And let them know they matter to you. The fastest way to develop a loyal fan base is one relationship at a time. Which brings me to the next problem that I see with business models. Not recognizing what it is that you actually offer. Beyond the tangible objects and services that you sell, what are the deeper benefits, the results? This is the what part of your business model. Now remember, that buyers make emotional decisions and then justify them with logic after the fact. So there's the thing that you sell, but there's also the deeper emotional benefit that has your raving fans saying hell yes to everything that you offer. Lady Gaga is an example that I love to share. Sure, she's got some fun, danceable music with catchy hooks and beats, and she's got some deeper, more emotional music that hits you in the feels, but she doesn't just sell music. She doesn't just sell a concert experience. She isn't just selling tickets to her next movie. Lady Gaga also sells connection, belonging, and self-worth. But she's not out there saying she's selling those things. Come buy my self-worth. Whoop! Those are the deeper benefits of why people become raving fans of Lady Gaga and her performance career. And it may not be obvious to you when you first start thinking about your offers this way. So where do you look? Your raving fans. Listen to them. They will often tell you their results and why they choose to buy from you instead of someone else. Look at client testimonials. What are the emotional reasons that pop up over and over again? Sure, tangible results are great. Clients hire me to help them make more money in ways that work for how they're wired to work, but the deeper benefits are where harmonious resonance is found. So what are they doing with that money? What does it give them? Time freedom, deeper connection to people they love because they have that time freedom, a greater sense of self-confidence and self-worth because they're making money doing things their way without having to hustle their face off all the time, peace of mind and ease. Those are all things that I sell through my work, but they're not the actual things that I offer. They're the results of my offers. You sell more than just stuff to your raving fans. Understanding your customer journey and how your offers fit into that journey can also go a long way to finding these deeper benefits. Our customer journey workshop helps you identify what your clients are thinking and feeling all along the buying journey so that you can connect more deeply with them and identify these intangible needs and offers. And you can find that workshop inside, of course, the Rising Tide Learning Library and start unpacking what motivates your raving fans to say, hell yeah, to you. Assuming your offer is great, is your delivery on point? This is the how part of your business model. How are you delivering both the offer itself and the commitment to results? Sometimes delivery is super easy. You sell music, it's on iTunes or some other digital download service, and boom, it's done. They pay, it's theirs. But that song could be delivered in a number of different ways. For example, if I buy a ticket to your show, and when I walk in, I see a banner with your QR code to download your song, but you are nowhere to be found, we got a problem. Because I didn't buy your ticket just to hear your song. I paid for an experience of you performing that song. I paid for your creative vision to bring that song to life. It's the same what, a song, but the how is delivered differently. What matters here is that it works for you and for the context of your buyer. So if I wanted to watch a movie, there are a number of ways to do it. I can go into a theater, stream it, download it, buy it on DVD or VHS. Yes, they are still out there. Same movie, different ways to watch it. Different delivery methods come with different expectations. In a theater, I might expect food and beverages, a quiet setting, a comfy chair. At home, I might not expect any of that, but I can pause the movie if I need to. I wouldn't expect that the theater would pause the movie every time someone needed to get up and use the restroom. Wouldn't that be weird? Marketing channels that aren't properly maintained, because marketing is part of how you let folks know about your offers, that can also derail an offer. Likewise, ineffective or inefficient processes and systems can really muck up the buying experience too. I blogged recently about our decision to migrate all of our learning content off our website and into our new community. The switchover was rooted in the problems that we were facing with delivery of our offers. First, we had an inordinate number of fake accounts being created on the website, which led to some malware issues that kept screwing up the site. And so we needed to fix that. And then second, people weren't utilizing the training because of how they had to access it. The classroom wasn't exactly designed with mobile in mind, so it was hard to find anything and not very searchable. Plus, all of our conversations were being held in a different place on another social media platform, which forced everybody to go to two different locations in order to use and make the most of what it was that we were trying to offer. Not cool. So now we've got one site to rule them all, so to speak. All of our training content, our online community, the conversations, everything lives in the same place. And people can more easily connect to one another, build their networks, grow their raving fan base, and make more money with less effort and more ease. And I am all about more ease. Yes, please. Make sure you're using the right tools for the right job. You don't need to throw a lot of money at anything either. Stay focused on what you need to get the job done and grow or upgrade as it makes sense for your business. Automate, streamline, communicate, and collaborate with your growing team to make sure you've got the right pieces in place to help make delivery of your offers less stressful and on point. These problems and more can be sussed out with the creative freedom business model equation, just like we talked about. Focus on who you are and what really matters to you first. Then build your business around that. Communicate what really matters to your raving fans and help them connect with those deeper meanings and results from your great work. Then create offers that align with that and deliver on your commitments effectively and efficiently so that you're growing your business with greater ease and better cash flow. And if you need more support, pop into our Rising Tide community and check out the Cashflow Creator Workshop. We walk step by step through the entire business model equation and help you map out exactly what needs to shift in your business to help you have the income, the impact, and the ease that you've been craving in your business. You can find a link to that and to everything else that we've mentioned today at our website, creativefreedomshow.com. Next time, we're taking a look at unicorns, specifically what I call undervalued unicorns. Great at what you do, but undervalued and getting passed over for someone that's not nearly as good. And if that sounds like you, be sure you're subscribed to the show or on our email list so that you'll be one of the very first to get our upcoming episodes. Or hey, subscribe to both. And until then, for more inspiration and education to help you unleash your star power and own your dreams without selling your soul, come see what's shaking over at creativefreedomshow.com. You know you want to, and I am so glad to be back.